Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnson with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. And we'd like to talk today about we'll call it a thing that all of us have to do, 1099s. Now, there's a lot of platforms out there to do 1099s, and frankly, many of you probably consider that a painful experience at the beginning of the year when it occurs. But, you know, you can make it a lot less painful with the right platform and the right tools. So I've used a number of these, but Brian, I think today we're going to talk about Tax 1099.
So let's talk philosophically here first about this, about why this product fits. There are other products in this space. You know, and many of them do a great job too, but I want you to think about this as a strategy change for your firm. Okay. Nobody gets paid their worth for doing 1099s. Nobody gets paid what they're worth for 1099s, W-2s, any other kind of form, any other kind of routine forms like this, you know, 1042s, payroll forms, other things like this. Okay. So the best thing you can do in many cases is either A, make it somebody else's problem at a reasonable price that you know will get it done. B, do it and provide some way to add more value, which I can't imagine a way you could add value to compliance filings. Okay. Or, you know, and again, to the extent you can, you want to automate it. So that you can do it most effectively for yourself. So again, think about this. You know, January is a critical time for your firms. Spending your time dealing with some product that came on a CD from some company that you where you bought it at Office Depot or Office Max to do 1099s. You know, this is something that honestly, those days are gone. So this is a tool that I've personally used for the 1099s that I have to send out and the W-2s that I have to send out for a few years. And what I like about it is that I can get in, I can do the work, and then they deal with the electronic filing, they deal with the mailing, and I just write a check and make that go away. And the pricing is pretty reasonable. So, you know, again, looking at this now, they've got, you know, they have integrations into most of the major accounting software products out there. QuickBooks Desktop, QuickBooks Online, Xero, Bill.com, BQE Core, Accounting Suite, FreshBooks, Sage Intacct, Zoho, and so again, even Excel, and they have an API. So the thing about this is that this gives you a tool that will work with the majority of your small business clients, and it also gives you a way that if your client needs to do this, if they need to get those 1099s or W-2s filed, and you don't want to do it, this gives you an out of a way that's very easy for them to get it done and to get it done right. I've used this, like I said, for a few years. And again, what I like about it is that I can spend 15 minutes and then the 1099 W-2 fairy just rains this stuff down to them through mail. It also sends them a link through their email, so that they can get their forms and get their taxes filed, so that I don't get 500 million calls from everybody asking, hey, you know, my employees really want their W-2s badly so they can file their, they can get their income tax refunds. Or hey, everybody's hitting me up for their 1099 so that they can figure out how much cash they need to set aside for that final payment they have due with their return or their fourth quarter estimate. So looking at this, this is a tool that makes it possible for this. They have great security, two-factor authentication, they have single sign-on, they have a workflow manager. There's actually a dashboard you can log into that will show you the organizations for which the EINs for which you're doing 1099s, and then you can drill down and see the individuals. So again, the thing about this is it takes something that is Byzantine, very low value, and it makes it where, oh, I just type it in there and it goes.
Yeah, so I can tell you did just listening to you go, Brian. And, you know, I think listeners, Brian's done a pretty good job of talking about the critical items, because, you know, there's a number of important security features that are in there, as you just covered, integrations to with all of the major platforms that you would use and the ability to throw it over the wall. But then when it comes to the forms, even though the product is labeled Tax 1099, it not only does all of the common 1099s, the NEC, the MIS, the ABCs, the DIVs, but it also does the other, the Ks and the powders and the R and the S. I don't have to name them all, you get it. But pretty much, I think, all that are out there. In addition, then, it'll do the 1098s and other payroll forms and so forth. So what I like here is you've got a single platform to take care of all the forms. And it's a mix of pricing based on the form. And fundamentally, it can either be done electronically or it could be done in a paper-based methodology if that's preferred by your clients. And it is tiered pricing. The more you do, the cheaper it gets. But if you need to do a few, it's certainly better than using your time any other way. So it doesn't matter whether you've got one, 10,000, 100,000, this platform, I think, has the ability to do it. They do offer special pricing once you get above about 1,000 forms, as I recall.
And what's beautiful about this is the depth to which they go. They have many forms that are germane and only for Virgin Islands, Guam, Puerto Rico. So what I like about this is it gives you a platform where regardless, you know, if you've got somebody who's doing business in the United States, pretty much anywhere, even territories, they have a solution that will solve the problem in those jurisdictions. And I like that because so many times we get in trouble by recommending something that we bought on price that works 80% of the time, but then for the other 20%, we have to spend all this extra effort doing a different workflow and it's completely inefficient for that other 20%. And so we end up not saving any money, in fact, spending more time and more money solving the problem. And so I can't recommend, you know, again, you may not like this product. You may decide you want to use a different product. Okay. But I want you to conceptually think about taking things like these compliance oriented busy work things like 1099s and W-2s and other things like this. We want you to make them go away for your clients. Okay. If you want to do that. If you don't, we want you to have a solution that you can put in front of them and say, hey, why don't you make this go away and it'll take $1,000 out of your fees that I don't make any money on anyway. And so it gives you an opportunity to make your life a lot better and to maybe reduce some of that workload compression that happens around the first of the year so that you can get on with doing what you do that adds value to your clients. And that's, you know, bookkeeping, advisory, audits, tax, whatever it is that turns you on. We want you doing that instead of going through figuring out Byzantine things about 1099s.
Yeah. So again, Brian's tried to summarize what we believe to be the effective features here in Tax 1099. Now, recognize this is one of the products that does this job. We think it's probably one of the better ones, just so you've got a flavor for that. But to our knowledge, there's almost 20 of these products in the marketplace. And they are going to sound pretty much alike to you. But I would suggest that you could use this, and there's probably two or three others that I think you could use as the measuring block, where you could say, look, here's what a real forms filing product looks like. And here's the forms they can do, and here's the costs, and here's the integrations. And, you know, at that point, you know, you could look at others and say, well, I like this one better, or that. Well, you know, that might be the difference between a Chevy, a Ford, and a BMW. The tax 1099 product is a reputable provider. And more importantly, the concept is that you want to automate the low value work the best that you can.
You can't raise your realization and your rate per hour if you don't offload the low value work, since you can do the things that you are the best in the world at. So this is one of those things that you're probably not the best in the world at, but it needs to go away for your clients, and it needs to go away for your firms. And we encourage you to find a solution like Tax 1099 to take this problem away, so that you can do what makes your firm money, what makes your firm and your team happy, so that you can be all you want to be.
I thought for a minute there you were an Army commercial. Be all you can be.
Yeah, but I was. That was my Tony Robbins for accounting impression there.
Okay, I got you, Brian. Hey, you know, I always learn something new when we do the technology lab together. I hope our listeners have. We'll see you in another technology lab. All the best.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.